very popular route for drivers, for commuters, a road which you may be very familiar with, the A59 between Skipton and Harrogate. And one stop, sort of halfway along, maybe slightly closer to the Harrogate side, is Millstones. And based at Millstones is Ashby Stackyard. And I've come to find out a little bit more about it, about the food that's supplied, about what goes on here. And I have with me Andrew. Hello.
Good evening.
So tell me a little bit about the history of Millstones and how Ashby Stackyard came to be here then.
Millstones. Well, Millstones has been in the same family since it was created back in 1967. The farm shop is just derived really from local wants, really, and it just runs nicely alongside our gift shop. And when we do the sort of larger groups, the coach party, etc., they love to be able to shop.
Yeah, I can't say I blame them. Everybody loves a little shop. One of the key elements of what Ashby Stackyards does and what's so great about it is that it is completely local based. You know, most of your food is sourced from within the surrounding miles. Why is that important to you?
Well, I think with a farm shop, it's got to support local industry. We buy all our meat from the local markets as whole animals and have them, you know, packed, etc., at Abattoir at Skipton. And yeah, it's just looking after the local businesses.
Mm-hmm. You know. And what about the cakes, the breads, the biscuits? Because that's got to be a top seller at Ashby's, hasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. We bake them all in-house.
Wow,
actually.
Okay.
So the bread, the biscuits, the cakes, etc. are all in-house.
Shall we, shall we go and have a little look behind scenes? It's the special privileges of being on the Food and Drink Show that I might get a little sneak peek of your kitchen. Would that be allowed?
Yes, I don't see why not.
Yeah, okay. Oh, it smells like heaven in here.
My sister Christine.
Hello,
who
Christine,
does the baking?
I'm Beth from Stray FM. So, Christine, you are the queen of the cakes and the breads and the pies. What are you baking today? What have you got going on over here?
I'm just putting the jelly in the pork pies.
Oh, I've heard good things about your pork pies, actually.
Yeah, we're just filling out now, and then they go upstairs into the shop.
And where do your ingredients come from for pork pies?
We're all locally sourced. We like to keep everything local.
And what have we got going on here? Is that a meringue?
They're pavlovas. They're needed today because we have a little coach coming in for lunch.
Ah.
Bread for the bistro for sandwiches. And I've got bread at the moment going upstairs into the shop.
Fantastic. Well, I'll let you get back to it. You've got lots of baking to do. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So one of the friendly faces that people will often see when they come into Ashby Stackyard, based at Millstones, is Tina, and I've found you. Hello.
Hello.
So you are responsible then for when people come in, maybe they're travelling between Harrogate and Skipton, they are really hungry and they need to pick up tonight's tea. Do you kind of give advice of what the best things are and suggest some sandwich fillings?
Well, we always have fresh sandwiches available, and they are made in our bistro downstairs. People sometimes come in and ask about the meat, so all that's locally sourced if they're wanting something for the tea. We make all fresh pies here. Lovely pies, 3 for £10. They're really, really popular. So many times people come in, they'll pick 3, sometimes they'll pick 6 up. We have pizzas from Ripon, they want something for afters. We've got a few puddings, we've got all local cheeses, and then we've got chutneys to go with it as well. So we do try and keep as many local products as possible in the shop.
It's one of those places where you could spend a really, really long time browsing. I've been in before to get my lunch, and there's only one thing I needed to buy, and I come out and I've got a bag full. I've got cheese boards, I've got biscuits, I've bought fudge, I've got cake, the whole lot. That must be quite a regular thing that people end up doing that.
It is. Many times people just come in and they say, oh, I only came in for one thing, but I've looked around and they pick up all sorts. And it is one of those places where you can walk around 2 or 3 times, and every time you walk around, you'll find something different.
I know that you have got a list here, Tina, of all the different local suppliers that you use. And, you know, they're from literally on your doorstep, really. Steeton, North Allerton, Blubberhouses, Ripon, Starbeck, Harrogate, Oldborough, just near Boroughbridge. Give your local suppliers a bit of a shout out on the radio.
The Yorkshire Fruit Cake Company is brilliant. We took these cakes in at Christmas time, And we just keep them there all year. It's a lady that lives at North Allerton, mm-hmm. and she makes them herself, and they are absolutely gorgeous. They are just to die for. So,
and you've got them in it all year round?
All year round, we just keep them in. They are really, really popular. We do everything from just a little taster square that's only £1.50 so that you can try it.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and then obviously we do the bigger ones that people keep coming back for.
Yeah.
I know gin's a big thing at the minute.
It is, isn't it? I've heard about this gin, yeah.
So we actually do in the Yorkshire Dales distillery, so we've just got that in, so we've got some nice little gift packs from there as well, so they're quite popular.
Yeah.
Because you can try each little one.
Yeah, that's good, I like that little taster. So you can get your tasters of fruitcake and your tasters of gin.
We also have Fabers Confectionery, of course, which is very local. That's just at Starbeck.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously we do have a lot of things that we make in house as well. So
yeah, we've just been down to the kitchen actually, and we met the Queen Bakers downstairs.
Yeah, Christina, who is actually Andrew's sister, so it is definitely a family business.
Obviously, Ashby Stackyard is a part of Millstones. There are a few things that you can do for people at Millstones with regards to putting on events.
Yes, well, our main emphasis is private parties. Any reason for a private party, I'll cater for you.
Yeah. Maybe there doesn't even need to be a reason. They just want a party.
Just want a party. Mammy Bell.
And, of course, it's a great place because it's accessible from loads of different towns. What sort of a party is it? Do you put on the food? Is there a bar?
Yes, yeah, by all means, we'll cater for whatever food needs are, and of course there's licensed bars.
So for anybody who wants to talk to you about either parties, or if they simply want to bob in for a sausage roll or a sandwich, or to pick up some beers, and they've got a lot of different beers, you are just near Menwith Hill on the A59, and people see there's lots and lots of signs in between Harrogate and Skipton. Andrew, thank you very much.
Thank you.